And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie. And I hope the volunteers leave a little food. You know, usually there's nothing left on Sunday, you know.
Okay, well, I'll put some away for you.
Thank you very much. And good stuff, too. Not the crumbs. It's,
leftover pizza.
Not leftover pizza and the pasta that's like 5 days old. And,
four-day-old salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The brownies are the best.
Okay. All right. Please make a note.
I will do.
Thank you very much. And welcome to Minds Over Matter. We've had a very pleasant Memorial Day. Labor Day weekend. We hope you had a nice Memorial Day weekend, too. But if you have an hour to spare tonight, please give it to us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. That's very, very important. So please listen up next to the radio and give us a call, 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just a bit of everything else. So again, 415-841-4134. It's a great time to call in right now. Our lines are open. So do that as soon as you can. And if you'd like to email us, you can certainly do that at our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show, but over the course of the week, and it's always great to hear from our listeners. Again, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the known world, simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to podcast of the show, it will be available, thanks to the loveliness and competence of Debbie Kennedy, after the show at kalw.org. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman trusts that the 2013 Emmy nominations will consider Clint Eastwood's Empty Chair for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Special. That was a very unusual thing.
I haven't actually seen it. I've read so much about it, I feel like I have.
YouTube it. it's worth seeing.
Yeah. I have to do that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Pauline Teichman wants to urge Kim Kardashian not to give up on her dream of a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Mm.
Okay. The Republican effort to humanize Mitt Romney has exceeded to the point where he can almost be compared favorably to the animatronic Abe Lincoln at Disneyland.
All right, so that is us, and we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, which TV shows use these songs as their theme music? Love and Marriage.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
With a Little Help from My Friends. And Woke Up This Morning. Need three for a bell, I think.
Oh, so you need to get all three?
Yeah, Love and Marriage with a Little Help from My Friends and Woke Up This Morning.
I only know one of those.
Married with Children is Love and Marriage.
That's
right. The only one I know.
That's the easy one, yeah.
Okay.
The other two shows are very well known. Okay.
Give the whole thing once more, please.
What TV shows use these songs as their theme music? With a Little Help from My Friends and Woke Up This Morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't even know that song. So.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
All right.
I just need to retrieve. Retrieval gets longer as you get older.
All right. Pauline, why don't you go ahead?
I'm going to start with just a simple one. So I've got a name, and I want you to tell me what better-known name this person is known by. Joseph Levitch.
Oh, Jerry Lewis.
Absolutely. So,
Jerry's good at that.
In honor of Memorial Day, which he will not be hosting the Theft Telephone.
Which he will not be, absolutely.
Who's hosting it instead?
I don't know. I know that
Will I Am is going to be
one of the people starting on it. I don't know. I think they're doing multiple hosts, perhaps.
Okay, who else do you have there?
Who else do I have?
I don't have
another name, but I've got another follow-up. So in honor of Labor Day, celebrates unions and all that. So the contrary of celebrating. So which five states have the lowest rate of participation, union membership, per percentage? The five states with the lowest percentage of union membership.
Montana?
No.
Per capita.
It's a percentage.
Percentage, all right.
Idaho.
No.
Really?
It's probably going to be a southern state that have those right-to-work laws. How about South Carolina?
Absolutely, that's one.
Yeah, and...
How about limiting it to one per person?
All right.
Okay.
Do you have one?
Oh, one.
Try southern states.
Arkansas.
Arkansas is number 4.
There you go.
South Carolina was 2.
Okay.
All right. Well, you should repeat the question, please.
Okay. Name the 5 states which have the lowest percentage of union representation. So we said Arkansas was 4 and South Carolina was 2nd. So
okay.
The lowest. I had the highest too, but I thought we'd start with the lowest.
Okay.
Not a great place. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. What is the only Hitchcock film in which he makes an appearance as a neon sign? What is the only Hitchcock film in which he makes an appearance as a neon sign?
You mean it shows him an outline in neon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it an early or later? Can you tell us that much?
I don't want to give too much away, but it's not later. Later.
It's like in the middle.
Yeah, right, yeah, very good. Gosh, is it? It sounds like it's probably a fairly obscure Hitchcock. Is it somewhat obscure?
Not overly. No. It's an American film. I mean, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'll just throw one out. Let me see. How about The Rope?
You're right.
I got it.
Yes.
Well, I was trying to think of one that would be hard.
Yeah, because the whole thing takes place in
it's only a two-person movie.
Front of a big window.
Yeah,
and out the window you see a red neon sign for Reduso, and there's an outline of him. Now, Reduso, they also used in Lifeboat as well.
In the newspaper.
Right, so.
Well, that's how I got it. I tried to think of a two or three character movie,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rope is the one.
Okay.
Okay. All right, that's good. Okay. What is the largest city in the United States with a Spanish name that was never in Spanish or Mexican territory?
The largest city with a Spanish name.
What is the largest city in the U.S. with a Spanish name that was never in Spanish or Mexican territory?
It's a well-known. It's a fairly.
Oh yeah, it's well-known.
Big city.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Once more, what is the largest city in the U.S. with a Spanish name that was never in Spanish or Mexican territory? All right. And I'll give you one more here. Okay, I have these. I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I'm going to give you 7 actresses, and they all played a first lady. Okay? 7 actresses, and they all played a first lady of the United States, and a real first lady, not a made-up one.
Yeah.
So try to tell me the first lady they played in the movie. I'll give you each one guess, okay? Number 1, Ellen Burstyn. Number 2, Ginger Rogers. Number 3, Jenna Rollins. Number 4, Ruth Gordon. Number 5, Ruth Hussey. Number 6, Laura Linney. Number 7, Susan Hayward. So these are 7 actresses. They all played first ladies of the United States, real first ladies, not
made
up ones, all different.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me the first lady they played in the movie, if possible. Number 1, Ellen Burstyn. Number 2, Ginger Rogers. Number 3, Jenna Rollins. Number 4, Ruth Gordon. Number 5, Ruth Hussey. Number 6, Laura Linney. Number 7, Susan Hayward. I'll give you each one guess.
Okay, I think Ruth Gordon played Mary Todd.
Right, Mary Todd Lincoln in Abe Lincoln in Illinois.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know any others. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. Pauline, you want to guess on that? Any of those?
Oh, no, I'm thinking Laura Linney, something more recent.
Yes. Definitely.
I would say Laura Bush.
For Laura Linney?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Guess. Although there was a Laura Bush recently, yes, mm-hmm. that was, but I didn't use that person.
Okay.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Garrett from San Mateo.
Hello.
I got a couple of answers for your songs for TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Love and Marriage, Married with Children?
Yes,
right.
Someone got that. They both got it.
A Little Help for My Friends, The Wonder Years?
Correct.
Good.
Yeah, I know what the third one is. What was it?
Woke Up This Morning.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Give me a bell for that.
Got a couple of questions.
All right.
You know, the same with the Labor Day weekend. You know, it was the first, the second NBA telethon on Jerry Lewis. That's about to be an interesting question. What was the first radio station ever to play the Jerry Lewis telethon?
It was the first what?
The first radio station?
No, it was the first radio TV station ever to play the Jerry Lewis telethon for 5 years.
So it started in 48, 49?
Yeah, this was in 1970.
You mean it wasn't shown in the Bay Area until...
No, it wasn't shown in the Bay Area up until 1970.
Really? Oh, I didn't even know that.
Channel 2.
I'll give you a clue. It's related to a question I asked last week.
Channel 2?
No, it wasn't Channel 2.
Is it a network station?
No, well, it was once a network station. It used to be... something to do. I'll give you a clue. It was founded by shipbuilding magnate.
Oh, Kaiser, probably.
Yeah, car building, you mean.
He was a shipbuilder.
Oh, that's right, he was. Okay. Oh, that's Channel 44.
Yeah, for 5 years.
Good job.
And here's my second question. What was the first film that George C. Scott made with Carl Malden?
I just saw a reference to that today.
Yeah, it was in the pink section. What is it?
Right. Oh, jeez.
Is it The Hanging Tree?
Yeah,
I remember the
piece about Gary Cooper.
Oh, okay.
His daughter, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Very good, Dan.
And it's not a bad movie. I've seen that. It's pretty good.
Well, apparently it's been a real battle to get the rights to show it again for some reason. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the interview with his daughter today. In the pink section.
Oh,
Cooper's
daughter. Oh, I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Brooklyn.
Hi, Thomas.
I'm not sure about this Laura Linney thing. Was she Mrs. Adams?
She was, Abigail Adams. Very good.
Oh, good.
I have a couple of questions.
Uh-huh.
So, who was the first black male entertainer, performer, to get an honorary Oscar?
Bill Robinson?
Nope.
First black male entertainer award to get an honorary Oscar.
Yes, honorary.
Would it give it away if you told us when?
Sure, but it's all in a game, so why not tell you around 49, 48?
Oh, James Basquiat for Song of the South.
Yeah, I just learned that recently, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah,
right.
What about, how did Ethel Merman come up with her name?
Well, her name was Zimmerman originally.
Yeah, so she cut the Zim out so that she could fit on the billboard.
Yeah, right.
Even
she herself could not.
Good job.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good night.
All right, thanks, Thomas. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Okay, well, anyway, you had asked about the First Ladies.
Yes.
Ruth Gordon played Mary Todd Lincoln, the movie Young Mr. Lincoln, also starring Raymond Massey.
You mean Abe Lincoln in Illinois, not Young Mr. Lincoln.
Sorry, Abe Lincoln in Illinois. Right. But anyway, I know that Raymond Massey played Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
That I do know, and it was Ruth Gordon. Now, if I had to take a guess, I would guess that Gina Rowlands played Pat Nixon, but that's just off the top of my head.
No, not Pat Nixon.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, there we are.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. And, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, what six letters of the alphabet did Benjamin Franklin propose eliminating from the alphabet, and why? And you need four for a bell, I would say. What six letters did Ben Franklin propose eliminating from the alphabet, and what was his reason?
Well, it had to do with printmaking, for sure.
Had nothing to do with printmaking.
Really? As a printer,
for sure.
She was so sure. Too.
No, because as a printer, I would think that.
Yeah, nothing to do with printing.
The
yeah.
size of the type. Or
nothing to
like
do
that.
With that. No. Mm-mm. Totally.
Totally.
Totally linguistic. Completely linguistic.
Let's see. So six.
Q Z K. I don't know why, but...
You know, K I would agree with, because I would think...
Let's see.
Maybe...
What did you say again?
I said Q, Z, and K. I don't know why, but...
K. Okay. You got one, but I'm not going to tell you. I won't tell you which one.
It's the K. K, Z... Let me see.
I don't trust you being sure about things.
Even if I'm absolutely sure.
Yeah. I have to think about that. So there's six of them, right? All right, make a list while we take a call.
Yeah.
Why don't you repeat the question, Jerry?
What six letters did Benjamin Franklin propose eliminating from the alphabet, and what was his reason for getting rid of them?
Okay.
Oh, what about the vowels? No. A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes Y.
And if you'd like to join us here on Minds Over Matter, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, we have a couple of lines open. 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Are you there? No? Sorry. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Sparky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, for Jerry, woke up this morning, got myself a gun, blah, 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 New Jersey. That's the Sopranos.
Very good. Oh. Sopranos, woke up this morning. Yep.
Yeah. Hey. Spanish name, how about Pueblo, Colorado?
No.
Do we have anything else? Okay, that's it.
Well, thank you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I wanted to get... I was just looking on IMDb. I noticed that there was a 1949 series based on The Front Page, the old movie The Front Page. Mm-hmm. What later game show host played Walter Burns?
You mean in a movie?
No, in the TV show.
Oh, TV show. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make a... Well, go
I'll
ahead.
I'll say, I don't know. Burgess Meredith. He played everything.
You said, but he was a game show host.
Oh, game show host. Oh, okay. Jim Marshall. What's his name?
Peter Marshall?
Peter Marshall.
No. I'm going to make a guess because he seems like the type. Hal March.
No.
Yeah, well, he was in the early Burns and Allen shows. Yeah.
His show would start in the 50s as well. His game show.
Art Fleming.
No.
Art Linkletter.
No. Three down and seven to go.
Wink Martindale.
Sonny Fox.
No.
We don't know.
Four down and six to go.
No. Who is it?
John Daly.
John Daly. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's five down, and the board is out.
All right. You were giving us hints all along, and I wasn't picking up on it.
We're out.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. If you'd like to join us here with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Our panel tonight is... author Jerry Nachman. Of course, he has a column that's online for the Washington Times. And Pauline Teichman, a photographer and teacher in Berkeley.
You.
And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay, well, since you're talking about TV hosts, I might as well ask this question now. I want you to give me all the people who have hosted Family Feud in the correct order. So I want all of the names and in the correct order.
I only know one, the one that Richard, what's his name?
Dawson.
Mm-hmm. I never watched that show once.
So. Oh, boy. Richard Dawson, Ray Combs, Louis Anderson. This is not, I don't know if it's going to be in the correct order or not. Oh, that guy from Home Improvement, whose name I can't remember. Richard something, maybe. Carnes? I'm not sure.
Right.
Something like that.
That's right.
And, what was an ant?
You're almost there. You're most of the way there.
Who's like Steve Harvey or somebody? Didn't he do that too? Yeah.
And somebody you missed. There's somebody you missed, and there's also talking about in order somebody who actually did it twice. But not
was one a woman by any chance?
No.
Not as far as I can go. Yeah, I said that. But I don't remember the one before Steve Harvey. I think this is the one before Steve Harvey, right?
It's the one right before
Steve. Oh, I know who it is. It's the guy who was on Seinfeld.
That's it. What's
his name? I don't know.
Jason Alexander?
No. The one that played Peterman. Remember the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's his name?
Every single gig that comes along anywhere in show business, basically.
I forget his name, yes.
Okay, I'll give you his name because you've got it. It's him. John O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley, okay.
Yeah, right.
So the order was actually Richard Dawson, Ray Combs, Richard Dawson again, Louis Anderson, Richard Karn, John O'Hurley, and last Steve Harvey.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Takes every gig he comes
in. Well, he does, basically.
I like that. That's a lot of people would fall into that.
Okay, can I ask another one?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, what do Hal Jordan, John Stewart, and Guy Gardner have in common?
Hal Jordan,
John Stewart, and Guy Gardner, or Guy Gardner.
I don't know who Guy Gardner is.
Hi Gardner, I remember. But yeah. Guy Gardner, I don't know.
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
What do they all have in common?
Yes. And it may not be the John Stewart you're thinking of. Just those names.
Is it J-O-H-N Stewart?
J-O-H-N, yes.
Okay.
So John Stewart. John Stewart, and Guy or Guy Gardner.
I don't know. Those names aren't.
Are they the stage names of people that we would...
I'm going to leave it out there because I'm sure someone...
But is it... You can tell us this. Is it entertainment? It's an entertainment related?
Entertainment. It's not like acting or singing. It's.
Are they all aliases of one person?
I'm not going to go there.
All right. I think that may be something. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have two answers. The three men in common, or are they all Green Lanterns?
Absolutely. They were all the Green Lantern of Eris Times. Great. Thank you.
Good job.
They were okay, what?
They're all Green Lantern. You know, the Green Lantern, the mm-hmm. character?
Barely, okay.
All right.
Green Hornet, I know.
Okay.
Green Lantern, I don't know.
There's also Green Arrow, but we won't go there.
All right.
And as far as the women, the actresses who played First Ladies, yes. I'm going to wing it and say Ruth Hussey played one of the two Mrs. Woodrow Wilsons.
That's a great guess, but no, a little earlier than that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, this is Anne in Oakland.
Hi, Anne.
I have a guess about the letters and Ben Franklin.
Okay.
C, Q, X, Y, and maybe W and Z.
Give me those again slowly. C?
C, Q, X, Y,
mm-hmm.
and W and Z, possibly.
Okay, you got five.
Oh, we should give her credit for that.
Yeah, so you get Bell for sure. Did you just know that?
No, they're all letters that you don't really need because there's another, you know.
Yeah, like I was kind of figuring that. Yeah.
Unless you're playing Scrabble.
Well, the one you left out was J.
J. I had J and I crossed it out. How do you do J?
CJ, I think you said the CJQ. Did you say Q?
Yeah.
Q, W, X, and Y. And I guess the Y. Is redundant when you have an I, and the C is redundant if you have K or S, mm-hmm. and the J is redundant if you have G, and the Q is redundant if you have K, mm-hmm. and I can't figure out how X would be redundant.
Well, you could just put KS.
Oh, yes. K what?
KS. KW for Q and KS for X.
I get it, sure. Yeah. Well, he proposed six new letters, but anyway, that's very good.
Thanks.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Very linguist.
Okay. Let's see. Can I give you? All right. I'd like to know who the first two Americans were to be on a postage stamp other than a president. Who were the first two famous Americans to be on a postage stamp other than a president?
Thomas Edison?
No.
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin is one. It's the first.
Okay.
Alexander Hamilton.
No, the other is somebody from the Civil War era. So you know.
Well, General Lee.
No, I don't think he'd be on a postage stamp. He was the losing. He was in the losing side.
Well, I know, but he's considered a hero.
Well, he was definitely
not,
considered
not
a
by
hero.
The right side.
No, but well, now he is. Maybe not then.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Probably not.
So okay, so not Hamilton, huh?
Not Hamilton.
A Southerner.
I didn't say
he
that.
He didn't say it was a Civil War.
I thought you said he was a...
No, I said it was a Civil War era person.
A Civil War era. Okay. Right. I said it was a Southern.
You left the Southern, yes.
Civil War era. Okay. Henry Clay.
No, that's a good guess. The first two Americans to be on a postage stamp, other than a president, Ben Franklin's the first. Who is the second? It's a Civil War era person. So you know.
Not Clay.
Somebody with a connection to Lincoln.
Well,
if that helps. Probably not much, but
no.
All right. And
was he in the cabinet?
He might have been.
Stanton, was that?
Yes, very
Stanton.
Good.
Stanton.
Good job, Jerry. Good job.
Thank you.
Edwin M. Stanton.
Got it
yeah.
out of him.
My God. All right. Here's a difficult theater and movie question. Ooh. This is not the other theater question, but there I have a longer one later, but I'll give you this. All right. This started out as a French film from 1935 called Fanfare d'Amour. Excuse my French. How would you say it?
Fanfare d'Amour.
Well, whatever. I say it in my California accent in English.
That's fine. It sounds much better.
Fanfare d'Amour. Anyway, that started as a French film from 1935 called Fanfare d'Amour. It was then made into a film in the United States in 1959. Obviously a remake. And then it became a Broadway musical in 1972. So what are the two versions that are missing? Give me the names of the two versions that are missing.
Did they have French or American or English names?
All English, yeah. The French was just the original
okay.
was taken
59,
from.
59, and the musical was what year?
1972. So this started out as a French film called Fanfare d'Amour in 1935. It was remade in Hollywood in 1959. Quite a famous film, and it was made into a successful Broadway musical in 1972.
Irma La Douce?
That's a guess.
Oh, that's French,
no.
really.
Yeah.
Irma La Douce. It's not that.
No. And don't be fooled by the fact that it originally came from a French film, because the other two versions are not placed in France, okay?
Fanfare, well...
So once more, it started out as a French film called Fanfare d'Amour in 1935. It was remade as a famous American film in 1950, or what's become a famous American film, in 1959, and it became a Broadway musical in 1972. What are the two versions that are missing there?
The musical is very well known. Was successful?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. They're pretty successful.
Hmm. Well... The only ones I can think of are French titles. Like
I'm thinking Kismet.
Fanny, it's
no,
not Fanny.
No, that's not, no, not French titles. No. French titles.
Well, Fanny, yeah. No,
not Kismet?
Not Kismet.
U.S. remake, okay.
Right. And let's go do a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Okay. A guess in the form of a question.
Yes.
Did Cortez make it to Ohio?
Oh, that's an interesting guess. But no, not Cortez.
Okay. Toledo?
Toledo.
Oh.
Very good. Toledo, Ohio. Yes.
Holy Toledo.
That is the...
I thought it might have been an Arabic name, but I wasn't sure.
That is the largest city in the United States with a Spanish name that was never in a Spanish or Mexican mm-hmm. territory.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah.
So how did it come to get the name?
I don't know.
We want you to be informed.
My research never goes that deep.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
I'm sorry, you still there? No? Okay, sorry. Okay, give us a call. We have a couple of lines open, 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134. Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
I think mine have all been answered. Yes.
Okay, Pauline?
Oh, I'll repeat. The only one I think I still have out, I think.
The last one.
Is... No, the first one. Right?
Oh yeah, okay.
The one about the union, the states with the least smallest percentage of union participation. So the five lowest. So we said number four, Arkansas, and number two, South Carolina. And I think, do I have anything else out? Sorry, I'm
All right.
I think that's it.
Okay. And I have a question about first actresses who played the first ladies of the United States. I gave you several actresses, and I asked you to tell me what first lady they portrayed, and if possible, the movie. So far, the ones we have left are Ellen Burstyn, Ginger Rogers, Jenna Rollins, Ruth Hussey, and Susan Hayward. That's Ellen Burstyn, Ginger Rogers, Jenna Rollins, Ruth Hussey, and Susan Hayward. They all played real first ladies in the films. Tell me what first lady that was and what movie it was, if possible.
Can I try one more?
Oh, go ahead.
Did Ginger Rogers play Martha Jefferson?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
It was Martha Jefferson, wasn't it?
No, it was...
What was her name?
Wheezy Jefferson.
I thought it was Martha.
Was it Martha? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not sure.
Okay.
And let's see. Okay, so that, the first lady question, and I also have the... This started out as a French film called Fanfare d'Amour in 1935. It was remade as a quite famously in 1959 in Hollywood. A very famous American film, and it was made a Broadway musical in 1972. What are the two versions that are missing there that I need the names for? That's it. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Hi, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco. Hey, I think you forgot to run down a question, the one about Hal Jordan, Guy Gardner, and John Stewart.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's Pauline, that's yours.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hal Gordon. We did that.
We
had asked for
it.
That was the Green Lantern.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the Green Lantern. So, okay. So sorry, I didn't hear that.
All right.
No, that's great.
I've got one more question for you about that then.
Yes.
Those three guys are the Silver Age and Modern Age Green Lanterns. The original Green Lantern was a guy named Alan Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And those modern Green Lanterns, originally, they couldn't affect anything that was yellow. What was Ellen Scott's weakness?
Hmm.
So this was like late 40s, early 50s.
How did I miss the entire Green Lantern?
Misspent youth.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, well, you know the Green. I mean, you've heard of the Green Lantern.
I think so.
It actually has been in the news recently.
I know, but I
wasn't that Ryan Reynolds?
We're
getting past your
character.
And it's a 40s action hero?
Yes. So I'm sorry, we're getting past your question here. So just repeat once more the last part you wanted.
The modern Green Lanterns originally had a weakness where they couldn't affect anything that was yellow.
Yeah.
So they have these green rings, right?
Okay.
They have green stuff, whatever they want to happen. But they can't affect anything that's yellow.
Right.
So that's, you know, from the 60s onward. The original Green Lantern character... He also had a green ring that could make anything happen, but it wasn't yellow that he couldn't do anything about.
Are you saying it was another color then?
Nope, it was it was a material.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Is it a material that, a real life material?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Real life material.
Zinc, I don't know.
guessing. A real life material.
If you think about what the comic book writers had to do, they had to have the bad guys get around him sometimes, right?
Right.
So this was a material that, you know, a regular sort of thug, who all the bad guys were back then, could get his hands on.
Okay. Well, would it be something the gun is made out of, for instance?
Nope.
Okay. But...
Any type of metal?
Bullets.
I'm sorry?
He could block bullets.
He could block bullets. Okay. Can't be lead, because that was Superman. Couldn't see through lead. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
It's wood.
Oh.
They would always sneak up behind him and hit him with a wooden club.
That must have been very frustrating.
Yeah, and then everything goes black, just like in, you know, Mike Hammer and every detective show ever.
Oh, my God, he must have had terrible concussions over the years.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
So came in the news that most stars around us are binary or more. So the nearest two-star system to us, one is Alpha Centauri and the other one is Sirius. So how many stars is Alpha Centauri made of? How many? Well, it's very easy. I mean, two or three.
You always say it's very easy. Anybody would know. A child would know this. Yes.
Either two or three. What do you think?
And three.
Well, you can...
Three.
Three is fine. Three is correct now.
Okay. I had a 50-50 chance.
How about the star Cyrus, which really is the Iranian name, is the star of Isis. And it is also what the star of David, as well as the stars in the American flag, five-sided star, is after. Was used to calculate the year that we use today by the ancient Egyptians. Okay, how many stars is it made of?
Isis. That was a superhero. Was that Isis? Was
Cyrus,
that Wonder Woman?
The star of Cyrus.
So five.
Let's, I'll give you the answer. I mean, take your choice. One or two?
Two.
Two. So then you start to ask more than one star. So the sun is the only lonely one.
It's so much easier when you give me the one or the answer.
Give the choice.
All right. So I'll give you another. This woman name in the news lately. She was viciously against Social Security and any entitlement. What is it called, entitlement, which I don't. When you pay money in Social Security all of your life and you end up retiring, you deserve to get money back. Well, she was against it, but when she died, many years before she died, the only income she had was Social Security. What is her name?
So this was somebody who was formerly rich and lost all their money?
Well, she was she was economist. And she was, you know, along with Friedman and the rest of them, were totally against any government entitlement.
Famous woman
economist. Very, you know, I'll give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
How about Paul Ryan?
Oh,
Paul Ryan is BB2B. I mean, you know.
You mean
Ayn Rand?
Ayn Rand?
Of course.
All right.
Of course. It is very simple.
I guess you could call her an economist, sort of, but I don't think.
Well,
she had a lot of economic theories.
She had her own, along with Friedman. A couple of years ago, I asked you why women in Marin County have much higher rate of breast cancer than the rest of them. And I mentioned to you an incident that happened in the Pacific Ocean in the 50s, and nobody called, nobody. Do you know what this incident was in the Pacific Ocean, right off Marin County coast?
Oh, didn't they drop a bomb off a plane or something like that by accident?
No. The bombs that were dropped was one in Spain and one in Georgia. Both of them are still there.
All right. Yeah. No, we don't know.
Perhaps one of your audience will know, but really I have very good theory. There were many articles about in the 60s and the 70s in San Francisco Chronicle,
mm-hmm,
about this incident, and nobody had paid attention to it. One last question for your audience. What is House Resolution 33 that was made in January 2007? January 5th, 2007.
No, we don't know.
Okay, I'll give you a hint, see if you can come up with it. the signer of the... I tell you, I'll test it with the audience. I think we've got...
All right, yeah, do that. Okay, yes. Thanks, Eve.
Thank you much.
All right, bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to have to recuse you from this. We've just come off a major political convention. We haven't had any political questions tonight. So I have to leave you out at this point. Who are the vice presidential nominees for these failed White House hopefuls? George McGovern, Hubert Humphrey, Michael Dukakis, and Robert Dole. Who are their VP?
Can you say the four names again?
George McGovern, Hubert Humphrey, Michael Dukakis, and Bob Dole.
All right.
Need three for a bill.
And you'll let me answer that. But
I'm trying to remember the bumper sticker.
I'll let you about 8:15. I'll let you. Yeah, toward the end you can do. Right. This is right in your wheelhouse, so
yeah.
Do you want to?
Pauline doesn't know. I can tell.
I'm trying to remember the bumper stickers. I can visualize. I need to back and visualize.
All right, think it over.
That's a good way to think of it.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yes, okay. First Ladies in Film.
Yes.
Susan Hayward. I forget the name of the film, although it was with Charlton Heston about Andrew Jackson.
Right. It's called The President's Lady.
The President's Lady, exactly. Right. Okay. And as far as cities with a Spanish name, Pueblo?
No, it ended up being Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, Toledo. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Yes. Susan Hayward played Rachel Jackson.
Yeah, I had that title ringing around, bouncing around in my head, and I couldn't quite... Anyway.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Well, this is Ruhama in San Francisco.
Hello.
And the states with the lowest union membership?
Yes.
I can't believe nobody got this. North Carolina.
Absolutely. Number one with only 2.9%.
Yeah. North Carolina is famous for being, and I'm just going to guess on the other two that, well, Toyota just built a plant in Alabama, so I would say Alabama's one of them, and Mississippi's another.
And what was the other one you said?
Mississippi?
No, neither one of those. They're low, but they're not as low as these.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it for someone else then. And was Humphrey's running mate Mondale?
No. That was...
That was one of the other ones.
That
Carter.
Was with Jimmy Carter.
Okay. We could ask the question in the opposite way. Okay, right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And Pauline, is something...
Well, since you guys are going towards politics, et cetera, why not? Okay, so whose was the first inauguration to be photographed? And another one, during whose inaugural parade were women first included?
The first inauguration to be photographed, not filmed, photographed.
Photographed.
Okay. Lincoln.
No. I should say one guess each because that.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
How about Polk?
No.
That's 1845. Okay. Then. William Henry Harrison?
No.
Oh. All right. Okay, I don't know which one of the first women. I'm sorry, say that again.
So the two are, whose was the first inauguration to be photographed, and during whose inaugural parade were women first included as part of the parade?
Okay. Right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For presidential photographs, would it be Buchanan?
Absolutely.
Ooh, good
job. Thank you. Good job.
And I think that Ginger Rogers played Dolly Madison.
She did.
Oh, I can see her.
You're inventing the snack cake.
And I have a question.
Yes.
For one reason or another, in the last week, I have heard the word plutocrat mentioned more than once. And I am wondering if you know why, even though Pluto is the Greek god of the underworld, plutocrat means one who rules by wealth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why? Why is that? Okay.
Well, because underworld figures have a lot of money.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Not quite. Almost. Very close.
Is it for somebody who got their money through in sort of ill-gotten gains or underhandedly or at all?
Well, he had... Well, okay, like mines and things for gold are all underground?
Yes, so that's it.
Ah, okay.
Right,
oh,
everything
very good.
Under the ground.
Very good. Take your bows.
Comes from.
Very good.
And also goes back into in the form of grave goods.
Oh, very interesting.
It's a great word. I wonder who came up first originated.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Orwell or something like that.
Okay, so... I'm going to give you some Broadway musicals that came from either a straight play or film, okay? Most of them are from plays. But again, these are Broadway musicals taken from straight plays or films, and I want you to tell me the original that it was taken from. So, number one, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. Number two, Here's Love. Number three, Make a Wish. Number four, New Girl in Town. And number five, Let It Ride. So again, these are Broadway musicals taken from well-known straight plays or films. Number one, Sherry. Number two, Here's Love. Number three, Make a Wish. Number four, New Girl in Town. Number five, Let It Ride. Pauline, I'll let you go first.
The only one that even sounds vaguely familiar is Sherry, but I'm not coming up with what it is.
Okay.
And I know that one.
All right, Jerry, I'm going to give you one guess.
Yeah, give me two.
You didn't give me any guesses on your vice presidential thing.
But you can now.
I can. All right, I'll give you two. Go ahead.
Okay, Sherry is the man who came to dinner.
Right.
And Here's Love is... Wait a minute.
So you got ahead of yourself.
I just wrote it. I can't read my own handwriting here. Meredith Wilson, terrible musical. Oh, Miracle on 34th Street.
Right. Sherry's from The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Lucky
and
guesses.
And Here's Love is Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job.
I saw Here's Love.
You did? Oh. Do you know the others?
I think a New Girl in Town is Anna Christie.
Yes. All right. Now you had your three guesses.
No, I don't know the others anyway, so I'm
all right,
happy.
Yeah, New Girl in Town is Anna Christie, which was a hit, and it was with...
That's a Eugene O'Neill play, right?
Yeah, with Thelma Ritter and...
Gwen Verdon?
Yeah. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Okay. This is Mark from Pacifica.
Hi, Mark.
And it's Ede's question.
Does
he know the answer?
I don't know.
Oh, I think he does.
I'm sure he does.
He had a theory on the last part of it, whatever that means.
I was just reckoning that they dumped a bunch of nuclear waste off the Farallons.
Oh, well, that's entirely possible.
Oh, that's what I heard. I mean, it's documented and everything.
All right.
Anyways, there we go.
Okay.
Okay, peace.
All right, thanks a lot. And if you'd like to join us here with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, okay, thanks. I'd like to take a stab at the Running Mates.
Yes.
Sure.
For Humphrey was Edmund Muskie.
Correct.
Yes.
Good.
Eagleton, I think, was for George McGovern.
Well, originally, but he had to dump him. Who was the...
Nobody
remembers who replaced Eagleton. That's where he...
That's a tough one, yeah. Dole's Jack Kemp.
Dole, Jack Kemp, and Dukakis. Who's that?
Oh, God.
Who's kind of somewhat more favorably remembered than Dukakis for one statement made during the debate.
I'm stuck.
Okay,
sorry.
All right.
They're both... The person who replaced Eagleton is who you're looking for.
Yeah, that and also Dukakis's VP.
Okay. Sorry, I don't have those.
All right, no problem.
You got two. That's good.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
The reason I'm calling back is that I didn't finish out my question for you guys because I was hoping that you would give me some information or know the piece I'm missing. When I was a kid, like in grammar school, I used to run home to hear Uncle Remus. Mm-hmm. Do you know if that was James Bassett who was doing the radio show?
Bassett, I didn't know it was a radio show. I never heard of that.
Well, all I know is I was a kid and I would run home to... hear that thing, and
it was radio, not TV.
Huh?
It was radio, not TV. Uh-huh. Well, it could have been. There was a zillion radio shows.
Yeah.
Could have run
away. But since I called back anyway,
yeah.
I'm wondering about this 35 film.
Yes,
did it become Some Like It Hot?
It did.
Oh.
It did. Very good.
Oh my God! And then the musical
was
Sugar.
Sugar. Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
Very Thomas. Good. Good job.
Okay, well, thanks. And maybe someone knows about this radio thing, because I'm trying to figure it out.
All right.
Thanks.
Yes, Fanfare de Moore, 1935. The plot was used for Some Like It Hot, 1959, and then it became a Broadway musical called Sugar in 1972.
You know, I always assumed that was, you know, Billy Wilder's brainstorm, but he got it from this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're on.
Hey, sorry, I did that, but they were three ahead of me. I kind of lost track because people were calling me for some reason, but did you get all of the theme songs for the TV shows?
Yeah, they did, but you can give them to us.
Okay, the one that I got was the Help from My Friends, which was the Joe Cocker version on The Wonder Years.
That's right.
Good.
And... I didn't get all the southern states, but the first one that came to my mind was Utah.
Oh, the right to work or
the
non-union.
The
right.
Yeah. And
that's in the middle.
I know that the movie was Some Like It Hot, but I don't know the Broadway play.
Okay, yes. It ended up, you were right about the movie Some Like It Hot, and then became Sugar, the Broadway musical.
Oh, okay, great. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, you too. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, Ed, actually, the caller is correct. It is a very serious matter. From 1946 to 1970, the Navy and the Army have dumped hundreds of tons of nuclear waste. They put them in barrels, steel barrels. And the total amount, I believe, is 48,000, a very big number of tons of nuclear waste. They put them in steel barrels. But the barrels broke apart and they leaked. They're still there. And all what you have to worry about, not the contamination through the sea, but an awful lot of radiation does emit there, mostly gamma rays. Well, what you need is just one photon of gamma ray, and you will have far more chance of getting cancer. And, of course, woman breast is the most sensitive part of any human body to get this kind of thing, not to mention other cancers as well produced. And people should do something about it. It's a really big, serious issue. There is hundreds of tons of nuclear waste right by the Furlong Island, and it is causing illness and disease, but nobody ever said anything about it from the 70s on, from 1946 to 1970. There's awful lot of nuclear waste.
All right.
Great program. Great program.
Thank you, Eden.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
And as far as running mates,
yes.
McGovern's replacement for Eagleton was R. Sergeant Shriver.
Right, very good.
And Dukakis. On Dukakis is Lloyd Benson.
Very good. Right. Sorry,
right.
Dana.
Clean those up.
Yeah, very good. You got them.
Thanks, all.
Thanks. Okay. And we do have a couple of lines open at area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Let's see. All right, I'll throw in just an extra question here. What is the state with the highest percentage of married people? What is the state with the highest percentage of married people?
Utah.
No, you would think that, I know. But no.
Hmm.
I also have the state with the lowest percentage, if you want to guess on that.
West Virginia.
No.
Why are you laughing?
You're influenced by your
perfectly
hillbilly marrying your first cousin kind of thing.
Maybe.
But no.
And also the lowest, what was the last
lowest
one?
The state with the lowest percentage of married people and the state with the highest percentage.
The lowest percentage.
Right.
Probably California.
No, not California. Uh-uh. So what is the state with the highest percentage of married people and the state with the lowest percentage of married people? And the number to join us is 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Hello? No? Sorry, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. The only thing I could add to what the caller before about Uncle Remus.
Right.
And it was Uncle Remus and his tales of Br'er Rabbit, but I don't recall who the voice was for Uncle Remus. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the start. That's
oh,
good. Yeah.
Debbie knows. Okay, Debbie, what do you got?
It was James Baskett is portrayed, Uncle Remus as portrayed by James Baskett in Song of the South. Was Walt Disney. It was released in 1946.
Did he do the radio show?
No, but
I don't think he did the radio show though.
Okay.
But that's the title I remember from listening it to in New York City when I was growing up.
Right.
The states, lowest and highest. I'll just take a stab. Nevada.
No.
Louisiana.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is me.
Hi. This is you, yes.
Okay, this is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
My guess for the highest percentage of married people is state of Virginia.
Not Virginia.
Right, thank you. Thanks, bye.
Oh, thank you. Let's see. So, all right, I'll give you, you want another guess on the musicals? So we still have Make a Wish and Let It Ride.
Make a Wish. Let It Ride. But there was. That's not based on Destry, is it?
No.
Destry Rides Again. Because that was a musical called
Destry
Rides Again. I don't know. Let It Ride. I don't. Who was in it? Do you know?
Right offhand. No.
How about Make a Wish? Who was in that?
I could tell you that. It was Nanette Fabre.
Hmm. Make a wish. What's it? Is there a movie called or a play called something? Three something for Jamie.
Three wishes for Jamie.
Yeah.
No,
no, I'm thinking
no relation.
That. Okay, I don't know.
Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, I got a good one for Labor Day for you. Question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here it is. How many employers does it take to try to change a light bulb?
How many employers?
Employers.
To try to change a light bulb.
Why don't you tell us?
It takes all of them. They still can't do it. All right, take it easy.
That's
all
good.
Right, thanks a lot. Bye.
That's a good one.
And, okay, so let's clean up here. And, Jerry, what do you have?
I'm clean.
All right, nothing? All right, Pauline?
Okay, so the states with the lowest union participation, so we got number one, North Carolina's the absolute lowest, then South Carolina, Georgia, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And the one which actually has the highest participation was New York, though I didn't ask that. And during whose inaugural parade were women first included? Woodrow Wilson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see, the first ladies. Ellen Burstyn played Barbara Bush in W, which was the movie they made, the Oliver Stone's movie. Jenna Rollins played Betty Ford in Betty Ford story.
Right.
And Ruth Hussey played Eliza Johnson, of course, the Eliza Johnson story. No, it was the Eliza Johnson was the wife of Andrew Johnson, and it was a movie called Tennessee Johnson with Van Heflin played Andrew Johnson. Let's see, and I got to the other ones were Laura Linney, played Abigail Adams, Susan Hayward, Rachel Jackson, Ruth Gordon, Mary Todd Lincoln, Ginger Rogers, Dolly Madison. All right, so the state with the highest percentage of married people is Idaho with 61.2%. The lowest percent, and I don't have the percentage on this, is New York. Make-A-Wish is the Broadway musical taken from the film The Good Fairy. Preston Sturges wrote the film from the 30s, and he also wrote the book for the Make-A-Wish in 1951.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
The Good Fairy.
The Good Fairy.
That's a Preston Sturges film?
Yeah. Well, he wrote the screenplay, but he didn't direct it.
Okay.
Let It Ride is the musical version of Three Men on a Horse.
Ah. Hmm. George Gobel? Was in it, I think.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that.
I think.
Okay. If we don't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman, teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman.
Thank you very much,
Pauline. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Of course, our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and the phones. And above all, our thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in over your busy Labor Day weekend. So have a great time, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Joshua Cosman will be here. And take care, everybody. Bye-bye.